Yo, what's going on? This is the PetroFit Podcast with your host, Petro. And today we're going to be talking about committing as a man, knowing your direction, and keeping your promise. So we live in a society right now. We live in a time where people make a lot of promises. They don't commit. And one of the things that my dad used to always tell me is a man's by his word. A man sticks to what he says. If he makes a promise, if he wants to do something, if he wants to tell someone that he's going to be responsible for them, you have to follow through. Because a man is only as strong as his word. And there's been so many times in my life where I made these concepts too complicated on myself, and I promised loved ones things that didn't occur. I promised myself things that I didn't follow through with. And the hardest thing, I think, for most people is acting now. I think most of us are just academics. We Google stuff, how to get money, how to get healthy. We try to overindulge in knowledge, and what's the best way to do this, what's the fastest way to do that. And I think it's way more simple. I think the solution is way more simple. If we just define our goals, we objectively understand how to get there, and we commit to doing something, to start doing something simple and then following through with those simple actions, you will be taught that you are independent a lot faster and in the best way, and the habit will form compared to someone else doing it for you, compared to you lying to yourself and not doing it. I think one of the most important things that I'm currently learning in my journey is that the journey is a lot more important than the outcome. I've had times in my life where I've, been awarded great fortune. Someone has given me something, and I thought at that point, it was valuable. I thought the easier way to do it would be okay, because I can learn the hard way later. But the only way to really grow as a person is doing the hard stuff. The only way to grow as a man, only way to transform yourself and be unrecognizable is to commit to whatever it is you want to commit to, and tell it to God and tell it to the universe that you're going to do something about it, and then making the conscious step day by day, moment by moment on following through with that. And that could be super simple as, I want to lose some weight, so tomorrow I'm going to eat better. And when that time comes, it doesn't have to be a 5-star meal prep, counting all my calories type of food, because that's what some social media influencer told you has to be. It can be as simple as, I told myself I was going to lose some weight, so today I'll eat just home cooked meals, or I'll eat a little bit of vegetables. And so you are consciously working on adapting towards trusting yourself, because that's one of the most important things. I think more important than people trusting you. There's no way your family, your loved ones will ever trust you. They will never feel like they can take care of you, or you can take care of them. They will never feel like you are a true man if you're not able to first trust yourself, if you're not first able to show yourself that you can do it. Another example in my life, when I was first with my fiance, I didn't have too much money, so I would pretend like I can take her out to these nice restaurants, or I would pretend that I can do certain actions. But because I was lying on who I was, it then gave myself the bad taste in my mouth. And I think a lot of these actions are unconscious, or a lot of these habit-forming mentalities are based on subliminal stuff that you don't fully see. For example, if you go out for a run, you can tell the guy's sweating, you can tell their body, you know, is pumped, whatever. But when you lie to yourself by not committing to an action that you told yourself you were going to do, I think you're slowly eating away at your soul. I think you're slowly eating away at who you know you are. And then that's going to form a really bad habit that I've experienced a lot, where it's almost like you're grossed out at yourself because you're trying to live your life towards other people. I think the easiest way to be successful in finances and in love and just being a good man is to just get better 1% every single time. You either go to the gym or in business, and over the course of a year, you're going to be unrecognizable. So keeping your word as a man is important. And that's another thing that nobody's really going to tell you. You'll never really understand that on your own, I don't think. I think maybe after a couple of trials and tribulations and you hurting, you may get that message. But that's something that needs to be passed down from, like, your father, from your mentor, because there's simple things that we just that take time to learn. And if we have a good backing and a good support system, I think it's easier. So keeping your word is one of the most important things. Making sure that you're following through when nobody's watching, when you're silent, when you're alone, when you know that you should be doing something and getting it done for the sake of getting it done, and not even for the result. Fuck the result. The result does not even matter, because you don't have control over the result. The result of you saving the money, or the result of you working out, your money might be gone one day because you have an emergency. Your fitness might be gone one day because you get injured. Your love life might be gone one day because of another reason. But because you learned how to get there and you learned to keep your promises, it's really easy to rebuild. And I think most people are building on faulty foundations that lead them to not having confidence. So I hope you got something from this message. I think it's one of the most important things is to simply keep your word. Be a man, be about your word, because that's honestly gold. See you soon.